The thing is, I've already kissed a boy, and I'm 14. Does that make me a bad person?
God. No, of course not. You're cool.
Huh?
You're not a bad person for kissing someone when you're 14?
No.
Well, the thing is, that girl on the radio earlier, she's like in junior high. She's like junior.
Right.
And she hasn't kissed anyone.
She was just saying, you know, she felt like she was too old now. I don't know if there's any right age. It's just, are you ready? You know?
Yeah.
And then you go from there. So.
And the thing is, he's not here anymore. I mean, he moved away.
You're the guy you used to kiss on?
Yeah.
So what, are you saying that cancels out you're kissing him in the first place? That he moved? Or what's...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. I'll go with that.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Thanks.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
I'm just kind of curious as to how people in the Manhattan Junction City area feel about military getting a discount, not on like, whether it's restaurants or like a place of business, whether it's like hair salon, nail shop, you know.
Just, right, yeah,
you know,
military discount.
Like that. Yeah, because I've kind of had a negative response, and I was just kind of curious as to how others feel, and I'll kind of give you an example of what I had. My husband's been in the military for 19 years, and he's deployed to Iraq right now. Technically, we were supposed to retire a year from last month. However, I'm sure everybody knows that a lot of the guys got extended to 15 months, mm-hmm. possibly 18. So, you know, Uncle Sam's going to pretty much do what he wants to do with us as far as our retirement's concerned. And I'm not saying that, you know, military are broke or poor. However, a lot of us live like a lot of other people. We're on credit. And I had made a comment to a nail shop that I went to about, they had a sign, big bold sign, about how college students with proper ID get discounts on manicures, pedicures, manicure, pedicure together, you know, stuff like this. And I said, well, that's really nice that you're doing that for the college students. I was just curious what your military discount is. Oh, we don't give a discount for military.
Yeah.
Military makes good money. And I said, who told you that? Well, you think we're all on some kind of get-rich-quick plan? You know, and he said, no, they make good money. And I said, okay, first of all, it shouldn't be about whether we make good money or not. You know, there's E1s in the military that have families with two or three kids, just like there's E7s and E8s, you know. But it's not about, you know, whether we make good money or not and whether we deserve it for that or not. What about a lot of us whose spouses, sons, fathers are overseas protecting our country and doing things for others, showing some appreciation, not just whether you think we deserve it because we make good money or not?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not the point. And I was like, am I missing something here?
I think it's wise to offer a military discount. I think it's wise for business to do that. It's, well, first off, just from a public relations standpoint, it looks very good. I mean, it looks good to give a military discount. That shouldn't be your motivation for doing it. But, yeah, it looks good. In the same sense, yeah, if you have a student discount, you probably should have the military discount as well. It just it just seems like you can't have a student without the military. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of looking at it, too, from why does it have to come from the standpoint of how much money you think we make? Because if you're going to look at it from that standpoint, going into a nail shop, getting your nails done is not a need, it's a want.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, I was well into my 30s before I started treating myself to doing nails, having my nails done.
Yeah.
And so if you're a college student and you're going into a nail shop to begin with, are you a poor college student?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. That's all very good points.
I mean, now, if I was going in to get my hair cut, you know, okay, that'd be one thing. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, so, I mean, how is it fair to say I'm not doing a military discount because military make good money, but I'm giving a college discount, whether it's K-State, whoever, because college students don't have a lot of money. They live from, you know.
No, we understand what you're saying. We understand what you're saying, and I'm on your side. So.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, was it just me, or, you know, do people feel like, no, they don't deserve it, or they don't get it, or they look at it from a money-making standpoint or an appreciation standpoint? I'm just kind of curious.
I gotcha. Well, thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I'm calling about the senior prank at JCHS. Did you hear about it?
Oh, yeah, they brought a car in through the gym and then put it in the foyer?
Yeah, we brought a car into the school, and pretty much the school took it the wrong way.
How'd they take it?
Well, actually, we got suspended for 5 days.
Yeah. Yeah, when you do a senior prank, you don't want to get busted for it, man. Who is the leak? Well, who got you in trouble?
My next door neighbor got me in trouble, actually. They couldn't even tell it was by the cameras.
Oh.
Yeah. But all the teachers thought it was funny. The police officers thought it was funny. It was just the principal who didn't think it was so funny.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Senior pranks is what it's all about.
Yeah, but it was a pretty cool prank, I have to say.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. That's worth a 5-day suspension, dude. You're getting out of there anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Good job, though. I appreciate that. I did. Take care, man.
You too.